You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So they say there's 6 different kinds of drivers. And it made me smile because I was like, are there really only 6 different kinds?
I just thought that there was good ones and bad ones, really.
Yes. So 41% of us consider ourselves safe drivers. I 100% consider myself a safe driver. But the number one kind of driver there is what I am, the speeding driver.
Okay, what's the description?
So speeding drivers are people who admit to regularly speeding about 15 miles per hour over the speed limit on highways and 10% and 10 miles per hour on residential streets, which sounds terrible, right?
I mean, on paper, if you're just reading out the stats, yeah, it sounds bad, but it also sounds exactly like me.
Right. So I was thinking about it, and like so many times I look down and I'm like, but how do you go 25 miles per hour? It doesn't even seem to make sense to me how you could possibly drive so slow on this road.
It's painful to me. And you know what? We've gotten to the point where my wife is starting to correct me. She's like, city streets are all 25. I'm like, well, how does anybody get from one end of the city to the next? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever to me. It's very, very painful.
Ever since I got pulled over back in August and they gave me a warning, I've been trying to be very conscious of this. especially on the highways. You go within 5 miles of the speed limit. That's what I try to tell myself.
That's what you're doing?
No, but that's what I strive to do.
Right.
When I catch myself, I look down and I go, oh my gosh, like I'm going 10 miles over, 15 miles an hour. And I don't even think I'm speeding. So I'm trying to roll it back. That is the speeding drivers. The other ones are distracted drivers. These are the people that admit to using their cell phones while driving, particularly texting and emailing.
Yeah, I'll peek at it, but you know, you don't want to be like sending messages, receiving things, certainly not typing while you're driving.
You could always tell when somebody is texting and driving because it's like a little bit shaky or yeah. It's a little bit veering off to the left.
And then it
gets
a quick correction. It's just like a drunk driver, really.
Distracted and aggressive drivers. These are the drivers who admit to messing around their phones and driving recklessly, speeding, running red lights, tailgating, darting in and out of lanes quickly. These people I don't think should be driving.
I'll see about 4 or 5 of those on my way home.
The most dangerous driver, that's 2% of people. These drivers admit to many risky behaviors, and they didn't seem to comprehend the dangers associated with them. What? Why do these people have licenses?
That's what I'm thinking.
And then the one that you don't want to be is the impaired driver. This is 1% of people that admit to driving after drinking alcohol. And I just don't understand. How could you even admit to that?
Well, either way, keep your eyes up when you're driving home.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Mom! Macaulay Culkin is trending. This past weekend, he got his walk on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
You mean his star?
His star, yeah. Excuse me.
I mean, he can walk on the street whenever he wants to.
But now he has a star.
Right.
He was reunited with his TV mom, Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she was really cute.
Macaulay, congratulations. You so deserve your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And thank you for including me, your fake mom who left you home alone not once but twice, to share in this happy occasion. I'm so proud of you.
You know, one of the greatest classic holiday movies of all time.
Sure.
You know, I was thinking about it, though. Like, and I'm looking at Macaulay Culkin. He's crying as he's getting the star. And I'm just thinking to myself, imagine if your career peaked when you were 10 years old. And it's sad in a lot of ways, but you know, it's also like he could have just retired then and called it a day.
Well, I mean, I think that you're missing the point is he kind of did. It's not like Macaulay Culkin went on and continued to try and make a ton of movies and be successful or whatever. He removed himself from that. And he was also one of the first people who made himself a deal in profit sharing. I mean, he did change some things. It was kind of a big deal.
He was 10 years old when he made the first Home Alone movie.
Yeah.
But the thing that blew me away more than that was that Catherine O'Hara, like, remember when you watched that movie? Like, she seems like an older mom. She's got all those kids. She's so hairy. Do you know how old she was in that first movie?
No idea.
36.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, they, what they can do with a little makeup and a haircut, right?
Yes.
And a little bit of dialogue.
Right.
Yeah, great movies, both of them, one and two, fantastic movies.
Yep. And then there was Richie Rich, which, you know, also was a great movie. My Girl, which I still can't watch without crying after all these years.
What was the scary one? Was The Good Son?
Yes. I never saw that one because I don't like scary movies. Because I'm a child.
The thing is the kid had range, man. Yeah. Honestly, he could have been doing it. And again, he's only popped up in little bit parts since then. But every time I see him, I'm like, hey, that's Macaulay Culkin right there.
You know who else was trending over the weekend?
Who's up?
Kiss. So they entered their end of the road farewell tour on Saturday night at Madison Square Garden.
It's like the 70th farewell tour for these guys.
I mean, I don't understand. But after the show... They unveiled a new version of the band.
Yeah.
It's a virtual version.
Oh, good.
So a video played of their avatars performing. Yeah. Here's Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons talking about it.
The new Kiss era starts now. You show
us everything you got. Our shows are about joy. The future is so exciting. We can live on eternally. The band deserves to live on because the band is bigger than we are.
So you just go to concerts and you buy tickets and you just watch their avatars?
Well, that's pretty wild.
I guess that's what that's all about.
You know, here's the thing about Kiss fans. They will pay for anything. I mean, this is the first group that they like Kiss coffins and all sorts of different stuff. Their fans are extremely devoted. I can't say that I understand all of it. I mean, I like a few Kiss songs. They're fun to see in concert, I guess. But, I mean, that's crazy.
Might be an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
If the artist that you love is dead,
yeah,
maybe I pay to go see an avatar because it's kind of bringing them back in the experience. If they're alive and they're just not putting on their makeup and getting on stage anymore, I don't think I pay for that concert.
Yeah,
I don't think I watch a hologram of them. I don't think so.
Both of these things are weird to me, honestly. If I've got a choice. I'm sitting at home. Do I watch an old recording? Do I watch a show that they've already done that I didn't attend? Because obviously there's hundreds, thousands of those. Or do you go to a show where you watch a hologram or a screen?
I don't know. I feel like this is the way we go to shows is going to change probably drastically over the next couple decades.
I just don't know if people are going to keep going. We'll see.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's the little things in life that make you crazy, right? You know, whenever somebody does it, you just roll your eyes and you think to yourself, that's all I need to know about you. Here's your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. Lauren, that's all I need to know about you.
If you order your steak black and blue, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, I have a friend like that. I don't know how they eat it. I don't know how you eat it. Like, it's raw. Oh, I can't think about it.
I mean, I have friends that they like it like that. And my wife orders them well done. And I also can't understand that. Like, to me, it's such a waste of the meat. But it just blows my mind. I you know what I think, honestly, when somebody orders it that way, one way or the other, is they're showing off. It's so irrational for me to try and figure out that I just believe that they're faking. That's it.
But I don't even understand how you chew it like that. I can't even talk about it because it gives me the ick. I can't. Lianne, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're an adult and you don't know what your credit score is, that's all I need to know about you.
It's like a big awakening when somebody first gets introduced to this. But that's usually when you're like 22, you know?
Or you're going to buy your first car or something, and they're like, oh, we're going to pull your credit. And you're like, what? What is that?
Remember the first time you found out the difference between, oh, the one that you can find online and the one that the dealerships or the mortgage carriers have? Like, oh, that one's not real. What does that mean?
They're all real and they're all different.
What does that even mean when they say it's not real?
Honestly, I don't think I understand anymore. I know there's all different credit reporting agencies, and I know the ones that for the mortgage can be different ones from the car.
You see what
I'm
saying?
Your credit card, but like, I think nobody gets that, right?
it's silly.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, that's all I need to know about you.
If you take up two spaces in a parking lot just because you don't want anyone parking next to you, that's all I need to know about you.
I saw this all over the place the other day, and it was so busy. We were circling in this parking lot for 20 minutes or so, and somebody had a smart car in one of them. Somebody else had a pickup truck. Like, hey, listen, I'm not going to say it's cool because you still look like a pretentious kind of, you know, jerk if you do it. But if you got a Lamborghini or a Ferrari out there, okay, take two parking spaces. I'm all right with that. You got a brand new Jag. You certainly, you know, you got some sort of offloading to do, you know, and there's no handicapped space available or accessible space available, then absolutely, I want you to have two spaces. You got a smart car. Your car is already only 3.5 feet wide. What are you doing? And why are you doing it to all of us? Why are we made to suffer?
Just remember, though, some people do it by accident and it's not their fault. And we have to be forgiving of those people.
No, we don't.
Oh.
Get out. Get back in your car.
I did it yesterday. I had to get out. I was at the grocery store and there was two moms that were talking like 15 feet away. And I got out and I was right on the line. And I was like, they're going to judge me. And I got in and moved the car. And Dakota, my little one, was so confused. She's like, Mommy, but we didn't get out of the car yet. Where are we going? I'm like, shh, quiet. 1 minute. Mommy's got to straighten out. On average, you have 6 dumb arguments every single weekend with your friends and family. Now you can decide who had the dumbest. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, it was definitely a busy weekend. John, let's start with your dumb argument.
No, but it doesn't matter that there's two of us. There's multiple games happening at the same time, so you got to have multiple screens up at a single time.
It just looks ridiculous. You could just pay for
it. It looks awesome. Are you kidding me? He busted out his computer monitor.
It's really classy, the computer monitor.
I'm just saying it was a lot of fun.
What are you talking about?
So me and my son went over to my buddy Dan's house, right? And Dan had set up 4 different screens for all the games, right?
Wow.
So we had the 1 o'clock games. But his girlfriend came home like, I don't know, I think it was right at the beginning of the set of the 4 o'clock games. She's like, what is this nonsense? And I'm like, it's beautiful. That's what it is. He's like, beautiful, and it needs to be acknowledged. Like I said, he even busted out his computer monitor and set it up to have the... I mean, it was... I don't know. I thought it was great.
It's like they had a bar. You can go to a bar, and there's a million different screens.
Exactly.
No red zone? I mean, just where it goes from... you're not a red zone guy?
Well, I mean, that's what she started saying in the argument, too, is he doesn't pay
for
it.
You know what
zone.
I did yesterday for something I haven't done in forever is I watched one game. One game. I watched the Philly and Niners game.
Yeah, but you're a Niners fan.
Right, but I mean, I haven't watched a single game in probably 4 years. As far as I just watched one and did not change the channel.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was great. It was a great game. Had it not been a great game, I think it would have been miserable.
All right, Sean, let's hear your argument.
So what's the problem with these ice cream cones?
They're like for babies.
They're a perfect snack size.
Yeah, but I could eat one full adult size ice cream cone or 3 baby cones that you got. Like, how can you look like a mature adult with that little cone in your hand like that?
It's like the fun size versus the adult size candy bars.
Well, I mean, to me, the idea was, you know, we have Isaac, so the snack size cones are a perfect size for him. You know, he doesn't need to be eating an entire ice cream cone before he goes to bed at night. And so I was like, oh, let me get the snack size ones.
Oh, Sean is the ice cream police. Okay.
Yeah,
son.
Yeah,
wasn't a good idea, apparently.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to police how much ice cream these poor children could have.
Yeah, he doesn't need any more than that.
No, that's it.
Oh, okay.
That's all he needs.
Yeah, but you need 3.
Right.
Okay, good. Yep. Right, that makes sense.
I had one of those arguments with my husband inside of Home Goods, which if you're not familiar with Home Goods, is like a furniture wholesale store, you know?
Yeah.
And we just got some new furniture in our family room, and we needed something to put the TV on, like a small table to put the TV on.
I am having the same argument. Oh, my gosh.
No, Raven, I don't think it's the same argument.
Okay, what happened?
It wasn't a TV stand. It was a nightstand.
It was a beautiful piece of furniture.
Right, but you can't buy a nightstand to put in the middle of our living room with the TV on top of it.
Sure you can. Then that must be one big nightstand people have.
No, it was a big nightstand, but it had drawers because it was a nightstand, not a TV stand, like a media console.
Put your remote in there, and now it's a TV stand.
It's funny how things can escalate so quickly because we're in the middle of the store, and he's like, this is perfect. I go, it's a nightstand.
Right.
It doesn't belong in our family room. And he's like, what's the difference? I go, it's a nightstand. It goes like on the side of a bed.
But this is what I'm saying. It's like you're over here saying can't do this, can't do that. You're an adult and an American.
Anna. Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
No, you can't. So then here's the thing. Why do you even take me to these stores if you don't care what I want? Right? And then it turns into that argument, right? And then we walk by another nightstand and he goes, well, that one looks good. I go, that's also a nightstand. And then it becomes, now I can't say when I like furniture. I was like, let's go home, honey. And let's just go home.
As a guy, you just feel like if you get the TV off the floor, it's over.
Yeah.
Right? You feel like it's over.
I mean, you put your underwear in there, too. Is that what we're going to do now?
That's convenient. Storage.
It's the season for giving, and it can get stressful if you're the giver, because a lot of times you don't know what to get people, right?
Right, when you sit down with your list and you look at the people that you have to give gifts for, and then you're just there with pen and paper and you're on the computer and you're going, what am I going to do? I mean, it can spin you out, really.
Yeah, and I realize that finding gifts is probably one of the most stressful things, because I try to be unique, but then I was looking at the top reoccurring gifts to give or to receive. Here's the top four things. Number four, makeup products. I always have a hard time with that. Like, what if you don't know their colors? You know, like, that's tough.
I think makeup works if you're dealing with, like, you know, teens, tweens, that type of thing.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know about adults. I don't know how you would do that.
My friends give me makeup all the time.
Do they?
Yeah. Number three, a gift card or money. I mean, everybody appreciates that. But here's the problem. If you give me money, I'm going to pay my bills. Like, I'm not going to go buy shoes, or I'm not going to go buy something. Like, I'm just going to put it towards my credit cards. That's what's going to go to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Number two, something homemade. People always say this. Like, it's so nice to have something homemade. What? Like, what is that thing?
I mean, for a couple of years, my grandmother-in-law would just give us one crocheted gift after another. And here's the best part about that situation is she wasn't doing the crocheting.
Just getting from other
people. She had a friend at, like, the senior center who was doing it, and she was getting it all from her.
I remember when I had my girls, that a lot of times, like the great aunts would give me the crocheted sweaters for the babies.
Yes.
But it's the same thing. They didn't make them. So if your friend made this?
Like, right.
I don't know, because it's different if your grandmother makes you something. You keep it forever. It's another thing if some lady you never met down the street made it.
Somewhere I have a crocheted portrait of one of my dogs. Can you imagine?
And the number one gift to receive is candy or chocolate. Only if it's the good stuff. And you know what the good stuff is.
Yeah, I mean, it's delicious. But it's also a small gift. It's almost like a stocking stuffer or something like that, right? Like, I mean, and I know how expensive chocolate can get, but it's, I don't know.
All right, let's see. Let's come up with some unique things to give to people this holiday season. Maybe we can all help each other out.
Okay.
Go ahead, Raven.
I'll go with the sports fanatic. How about matching jerseys for them and their favorite pet? Which is always good.
Do you remember the time? My husband is a huge Giants fan. So,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't know the protocol. So I got a Giants jersey made with his college football number and his name on the back.
Yeah, some people would frown on that.
A lot of people frown on it, including his friends who all have keys to our house, went and got it out of his closet and hung it on our front door.
Oh, man.
When we weren't home one day. So there's a little thing, ladies, just so you know.
I would also give something squishable with that package so that you could throw it at the television when things don't go right if you happen to be a Giants fan.
If you have a teenager and they are so hard to shop for, I don't think they know that when you take pictures, it can actually leave your phone and not just go on social media. So print it out on giant canvas. Anything with them and their friends making duck lips,
right?
Print it out on a giant canvas and put it in their room. Don't go on Snapchat, though, because they get mad when you screenshot their stuff without telling them.
This is an easy one for your boss. Just make sure that you set your phone function so that even when your phone is on silent, it will actually ring. It costs you nothing, that gift.
How about if you have like a spouse that has everything, or he always says, save your money. We don't have any money. Don't buy anything. It's so cheap. But like, it's one of those things that even if they don't like it, they can't tell you they don't like it.
No.
Go on like Personalization Mall, like those websites that make stuff.
Yes.
And they've got like the post-it notes, but you can put a picture of the kids on it. I got one for my husband like 3 years ago. Right now, he's at the bottom of their feet.
Oh, you finally got there.
Yeah. It took a long time.
I was going to say.
But it's perfect. And I'm like, look, it's the gift that keeps on giving for years and years and years.
Oh, fantastic.
There sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's check Anna and Raven's Santa Tip Line.
Santa Tip Line is back. You gotta let Santa Claus know who's been naughty and who's been nice. Now, you can just call, leave a voicemail 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That phone number is 855-785-4101. Again, 855-785-4101. Raven, let's check those messages.
Jack Wayne has been naughty because he keeps screaming in the car and scaring me. Goodbye, Santa.
Was that Jack Wayne? Was that Jack?
I'm guessing so.
I mean, what's he screaming about?
It's a little horse-like at the end there. You hear that? There's a little... What do they call that, falsetto?
I don't know.
What is that?
I mean, but why are you screaming in the car? Dakota, my five-year-old, screams constantly. She just screams for no reason. She screams.
Well, I mean, there
are frustrating.
There are people that scream for reasons, and there's people that scream for no reason, and then there's people that will scream simply because it drives the other people around them crazy.
That's Dakota.
I'm not sure if that's a valid reason, but that's what they do from time to time.
I wonder if that's Jack doing that. All right.
Merry Christmas indeed. I'll tell you what, Mooj Magooch has been on his best behavior all year, and I think his stocking should be stuffed full and blessed with many gifts under the tree as well. So hopefully St. Nick will slide through and generosity will flow. And Merry Christmas once again.
I'm guessing that Mooj Magooch is a pet. That's what I'm guessing.
Oh, I didn't. I heard that and I thought it was like my Uncle Luigi calling what? In.
What?
Sensei Luigi, is that you?
I feel like he's calling for his dog or his cat or something like that.
Mooj Magooch. Mooj Magooch, Anna. Yeah, it's Mooj Magooch.
Could be a steak in that stocking or something. Good luck.
Hi, Santa. I just want to say Merry Christmas for one. And two, I want to put my sister on the naughty list. And reason being is because she loves to go on my PlayStation and switch to my profile, and I tell her not to every time. She always pushes me around.
That guy's afraid of his sister.
And he sounds like, not to be mean, but...
Like he's 40?
46, maybe? Yeah,
right. And he's whispering because he's afraid that his sister goes on his PlayStation and sets her profile.
She's in the room right next to me. Right. She's there with her family of six and her children.
If she knows I call, she'll hit me with the controller. Wow.
She's going to be 50 next month. If you want to call the Santa tip line, too, 855-785-4101.
Yeah.
Gabriella, what's going on?
Okay, I just have to say, you know those inflatable decorations that people have in the yard? They even start with Halloween, but then they go really gangbusters at Christmas.
Sure.
Yeah.
They should ban those things. They are horrific looking. They're tacky. They're classless. I don't know why anybody thinks that it's a good idea to put them up in their front yard so the whole world can see. They're bad for the environment. That, not that I'm a big fan of the environment or whatever, but like nobody should be subjected to look at those things. Okay. So just ban them.
Yeah,
ban them.
Seems very, very specific here. I'm guessing that you have a neighbor that has quite a few of these up there or something like that. Like,
yes, there's a few in my neighborhood, and it's like, okay, put up a little plastic Santa, like, you know, but not those gigantic inflatable ones. And, you know, then they're lit up. Put a string of Christmas lights. It's okay to do a string of Christmas lights, but those inflatable things, get rid of them.
Okay.
Well, I'm not a fan of the environment, Anna.
You have to be a fan of the environment.
I would think so.
Yes.
Right. But I get it. You're not an activist or anything like that. But yeah,
right.
Obviously,
but, you know,
you're upset about
that. I'm not going to put like blood on the Mona Lisa or whatever they're doing.
That's good. Right. Yeah. Let's stay away from the Mona Lisa and other works of art to prove our environmental points. To me, the inflatables, they can be fine enough. They do get dirty and nasty. That's why I don't do them. It's the lazy way to decorate, right? Like, I mean, I've got a couple neighbors that are doing them. They do one or two. They got kids. So I understand. The kids want to see something there. The little kids, especially, they think it's fascinating when they see, like, you know, a fake Santa or a plane or whatever blown up. But,
God.
I mean, I get it. I want my decor to be real decor, stapled to the house, Anna. All right? Your decor ain't real unless you're up on a 30-foot extension ladder risking your life.
I mean, I'm looking
at
this. I'm just curious about the environmental impact because she said it.
Mm.
I never actually thought about it. I was like, well, what could be wrong? But there's a lot of websites about it, a lot of information. Not biodegradable, but nothing is biodegradable for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, you don't expect
none of our food is biodegradable.
Yeah, you don't
expect we're all going to die from our food supply, but whatever.
Okay. All right, Gabrielle, we get it. You're mad. You're so mad.
Right. You've got fans that are running all day long plugged in, I guess, so that maybe that's not the best thing for electricity. But
some of those fans are loud, too, especially
yes.
if you're in a neighborhood that has a lot of them. You hear the buzz.
I don't even care about that. I don't even care about that. They are just bad to look at. They're ugly. That's it.
I'm just wondering what people think about this. Like, do people? Because it had its time. It had its time
when
inflatables were very popular.
Huge.
They were, when you saw one, it was a novelty. You didn't see them on everybody's, you know, property. So it was kind of cool. But are they over? Is it something that we should be done with?
It's cheap and easy. That's what it is. So you see them. But, you know, if you and your neighbor have the same one on the same street, it's jumped the shark.
Yeah. And now it seems like every holiday, we have neighbors that are down the street they have the giant pilgrims. Since when was there Thanksgiving inflatables? I was like, oh, that's new, you know? If you missed it a few minutes ago, Gabrielle called, and she had some pretty serious thoughts about inflatables, like the holiday ones that decorate your yard.
They should ban those things. They are horrific looking. They're tacky. They're classless. I don't know why anybody thinks that it's a good idea to put them up in their front yard so the whole world can see.
Gabby's got a neighbor or something, and this is just bothering her. It's almost like an inflatable jumped in front of her car. I don't know what's happening, but she's upset.
I feel like they've gotten bigger than ever. They're just huge at this point.
I had a Santa from, 5 years ago or whatever, and he's 10 to 15 feet tall, and I thought that was impressive. I was driving down the road the other day, and I saw a Santa that, seriously, I think he had to be 20, 25
feet
tall.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's one I drive by.
Absolutely massive.
What do you think, though? Do you think inflatables, their day is gone? Like, they were cool 5, 6 years ago, and now it's over? 1-800-330-9999.
I don't think so. You know, I have children, and like Raven said, my children love to see the inflatables. We drive around and look at them. So, no, I don't think so. I think the woman is just a little Grinch.
She does sound
Grinchy.
In
better words.
Yeah, I think you might be right. We were walking our dogs the other day, and my wife spied from way across the neighborhood. I'm talking like, you know, maybe a quarter mile away. She's like, that's an inflatable dragon with moving wings. And I'm just thinking to myself, don't ask. Don't ask.
Yep. We like them.
Nancy, how are you? And what do you think about these inflatables?
Good. Wow, that woman was aggressive.
Very.
But I do agree. They're really too much. But even worse are those tall skeletons for Christmas after Halloween. And then we pass going home from school every day. This family that leaves them up year-round just decorates them for different holidays.
Well, that's the thing.
That trumps those.
They're so big.
What,
you
Raven?
Don't have anywhere to put them. That's the thing. You got to leave the skeleton. He lives on their yard now because they're so dang big, and they were so expensive on top of it. You got to keep them out there. You got to stay out there.
He's got a Santa hat. He's got a pilgrim hat.
Yeah. And we had, at Easter, they had eggs, like, under the skeleton, like he had laid the Easter egg.
Can't wait to see what they do for Arbor Day. He's got to live out there from now on.
But the inflatables are tacky, I agree, but, you know, she needs to calm down a little bit.
Jason, what do you think about this?
I heard the last lady that was on, and I couldn't believe what she was saying.
She was very upset about the inflatables.
She was fired up, Jason.
She was so upset. I can't believe she's so upset about holiday cheer. I love them.
I got to tell you, Jason, you sound cheerful right now. Like, you sound like you're wearing
a
Christmas sweater.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're having a great day.
I love it.
Just cackling like a madman going to work today. I love it.
I'm in my favorite truck in the world. I'm going to work at a job I love, and it's almost Christmas.
Yeah,
what's not there to be happy about?
You know, I feel better.
There's lovely decorations around.
Jason, I wish you were sitting next to me today.
Right. Like, I feel better.
Do you decorate the back of your Christmas tree? I didn't even realize this was a thing, Raven, until producer Sean started talking about arguing with his girlfriend Rachel about it.
I mean, you didn't realize that it was a thing because you do or you don't. Let's get you to commit right now.
I thought everybody decorates the back of the tree. Like, that's the whole thing. Sean, what happened with Rachel?
Well, I do want to say as a side note that I do agree. Like, you know, I used to decorate the back of the tree with my family all the time, but I never saw the point of it if it's not in a window. You know, our tree, we have an apartment, so we put it in, like, the corner of our living room instead of in a window or anything. So my argument is, well, why decorate the back if it's just going right into the corner?
Mm.
You're not going to see anything back there.
Is it because you want to be lazy? Is it because you feel like you don't have enough ornaments to space it out? What is the driving factor besides, you know, your logistics and practicality speaking?
So a majority of it here is because I am lazy.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
But honestly, I do think that just, again, why are we putting ornaments on the back? Like, you know, if someone wants to see them, like, you got to move the tree out to go, like, around the tree and see them. I don't see the purpose in that.
I feel like I grew up in a house that had so many rules. My mom had so many rules about to decorate the tree. So I guess I just assume that's what everybody... Like, we had to decorate all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
We had to evenly space out the top from the bottom, which is hard when you're 6 and you don't reach very far.
Oh my gosh, you're always in trouble. I'm 47. I'm doing that with my wife now.
Yeah. I was never allowed to hang ornaments from the light strands, only from the branches. And that's like a big one for me because I'm like, why? Now as an adult, I'm like, Why were we not allowed to do it? But I still don't because I don't want her to come over and yell at me.
Right. Well, yeah. That's not just your mom's rule. That's the fire marshal's rule, too.
Why?
You're
why?
Not supposed to hang them from the wire.
Can I say as a side note, too, I get in trouble with Rachel because we have the fake tree, okay?
Yeah.
So, like, when you know, when you put all the fake branches down, like, she gets mad at me if I don't evenly, like, fluff the tree and make it fill the holes.
Of course you have to fluff the tree.
I don't know, man. Her idea and my idea of, like, fluffing the tree like that looks is just incredibly different because I did it, took a step back, was like, that's good. She
looks
walked
great.
And she's like, that looks terrible. I was like, wow.
Right. Thanks, Santa.
You know, decorating the back of the tree is just one of those things where I feel like you have to. It's not even a matter of nobody sees it.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of that's how you do it, which saying it out loud, I realize, sounds somewhat insane. But doesn't everybody just do that?
Well, I think everybody has a particular vision of what their holiday, you know, should look like, right? So, I mean, we decorate the back of our tree with ornaments and with lights.
Does now, it face a window, like Sean was saying?
Yeah. Is it in the window, though?
No, it's in the corner of the room. I mean,
yeah,
half of it kind of is in the window, but no, not the full back, no.
Let's take five calls. Let's see. Five calls says it all. Do you decorate the back of your Christmas tree? Producer Sean was talking about this because he got into a fight with his girlfriend, Rachel, because he didn't want to decorate the back of a tree because he was lazy.
You know, lazy was something I wanted to. I mean, you know, sure, maybe I was a little lazy. But again, it's the idea that no one's going to see those ornaments back there. It's in the corner of the room. Who cares?
I mean,
you
know.
Have the box out. The ornaments are right there in front of you. What's the big deal?
My mom would lose her mind if she walked into my house and saw the back of my tree wasn't, like, decorated, even if it was up against a wall.
Yeah. My mom would laugh, but my wife, forget it. Like, I mean, seriously, this would be a big, big problem.
Five calls says it all. Do you decorate the back of your tree? Eric?
I do not.
Yeah. Thank
really?
You. Yeah. It's in the corner. No one's going to see it. Why decorate it?
Thank you.
Do you take the lights around the back, or are you just the lights only in the front, too?
Oh, no, I like the whole thing.
Okay. All right. Put
you
a little
circular.
Leon lights on the front.
Does your mother know that you don't do it? I'm just asking for personal reasons.
Oh, you know what? I've never told her. That's a good point.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Right. She told you.
Right. She saw it. You're going to be in trouble. Wow.
Thanks, Eric.
Karen, Five Call says it all. Do you decorate the back of your tree?
Absolutely not. It's a waste of time.
Really? I am shocked by this answer. Do you put the lights around it?
No, I do not.
You don't even put the lights around the back. Wow.
I mean, how do you avoid that?
Well, it's a pre-lit tree, so there's already lights there.
All right. Yes.
So,
You have the ugly ornaments that you have to put on because you feel obligated to God, but you don't know where to put them? Those go in the back.
From, like, your babies.
They go a little bit towards the back, yes, but I don't waste my time in the back. Even my son, he's 15, he helped me decorate the tree, but, you know, he kind of puts those towards the back, but just where nobody can see them.
Jen, Five Call says it all. You decorate the back of your tree?
Okay, so I have my fresh Christmas tree, but it's against the wall in the corner of my fireplace. Not really. The thing that is not so obvious to see, I don't really decorate it.
Right. Well, I mean, listen, if your main reason is because it's flammable, that's a little bit different than Sean's, which is he just doesn't feel like doing
it. Very lazy.
It's still looking good for Team Sean right now. So. Yeah.
Carol, how about you? Do you decorate the back of your tree?
Absolutely. But you know what we do? We have the lights around, all the way around, absolutely. And we put the colored balls that really, like, aren't special or whatever, but they have color in the back. Because when you're looking at the front of the tree, you can see those colors come through.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes the problem better.
Yep. Again, the buried ornament. That's my favorite. Yep.
Yeah, the buried ornament. It doesn't mean a lot. It's there for the color.
It adds some depth. Yeah, right.
Yimmy, what do you think? Five Call says it all. You're the fifth call. Do you decorate the back of the tree?
I do not.
What?
I don't waste my time on decorating the back.
That's
I can't even believe that.
I go big in the front.
No,
there you go. That's what you gotta do.
I want that on a t-shirt. I go big in the front.
Sounds like a hip-hop song.
I go big in the front.
All right, Sean, you can tell Rachel you're right. 4 out of 5 people don't decorate the back of their trees.
Feels good. Rachel, I hope you're listening.
What couple?
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
Create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Zach and Amber. Oh, boy. Amber, what's been going on?
Thank you. Yeah, let me just break this down really simply. Like, who cares if your neighbor has more Christmas decorations than you? Oh my gosh, he's lost his complete mind. Okay, like occasional figurine, like a cute little deer on the lawn, you know, we used to be tasteful. But then the people next door moved in, and they've got, literally, I think they've got 50,000 lights. I can only imagine what their electricity bill is, and they take it seriously. Like, it's already full throttle, and it will not be down till mid-January. My husband is now, he lives at Home Depot. He's got, like, a giant inflatable snowman. We've got deer. We've got gnomes. I can't take this. A, it's ugly, and B, we're on a budget.
All right, Zach. Are you just trying to keep up with the neighbors? Is that what's going on and you're spending too much money doing it?
I don't want to be outdone. I've lived in this house. We've lived there for 10 years and these guys just moved in and they're getting all of the attention and I absolutely hate it. They have lights and they have just icicles and cool stuff and they have like a section people could walk through. Yeah, I spent $2,200 at Home Depot last week, but you know, I mean, as Amber said, like, these are things we're going to have forever. And so, like, if I spend all of this money on our kids' Christmas presents, they're going to lose that iPad. We know from experience.
So, Zach, $2,200. That's a lot of money. On the other hand, I could see how you could spend that money really, really quick because a lot of this stuff has gotten pretty elaborate. It's gotten expensive. It does do some cool stuff. The chasing lights, the music element. Does your neighbor have speakers? Do they have that going on, too?
Yeah, it's a lot the Carol the Bell song for like 2 hours at a time.
Yeah. And the neighbors are driving by and then they get to your house and it's like one frosty. And he's just sitting there. Maybe he's inflated. Maybe he's deflated that day. Maybe he's half in a tree because it was windy that night. The inflatables don't necessarily stand up like the other lit decor. What happened if these neighbors moved out next year? Are you going to do this every year? Are you going to pull out the lights and make the decor a big part of it every year?
Yeah, I think I'm that guy now.
Okay.
Well, oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know. How do you tell them not to spend the bucks?
You say that's enough. I mean, if you're saying we have to save money and we're not going to be buying as many Christmas presents, but instead you're just putting into inflatable deer, at some point you have to be like, where are your priorities?
This isn't the spirit of Christmas, guys. This is not the spirit of Christmas. We could be saving money for our kids' education. You know, we don't need to be spending it on stupid lawn ornaments. And I don't want people on my property. What about our privacy, honey?
No, I'm with that.
And what about insurance? Do we need extra insurance? We can't be inviting people. What if they get hurt and they sue us? Like, this is a very slippery slope.
Yeah, I wouldn't want anybody extra on the property or whatever, too. I understand that. I love, though, how whenever it is that the partner is spending money on something the other one doesn't want to, we hide behind the children. We could be saving for their college education. That's not what we're thinking about 2 weeks to Christmas. I love it.
If it's a question between more Christmas presents for our children or keeping up with the Joneses, which are you going to choose?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. It's not like he's doing it for the love of the season. He's doing it out of competition. What would you do in this situation?
1-800-330-9999. More lights, less lights.
It's kind of the disagreement about if you're putting up all the holiday decorations around your house and you're spending a lot of money to do it, but you're doing it because you're trying to keep up with all the neighbors that have elaborate decorations and you feel like your house is inferior compared to them. Is it worth it? Because that's exactly what's going on between Zach and Amber. Amber's like, you're doing it because you're embarrassed that we don't have as many lights as they do and people are driving down our street and whizzing right by our house.
Let me just put something out here. I mean, do you buy a nice car because you see somebody else's and you like it? Do you buy a house because it's in a neighborhood that you see the other neighbors' houses are pleasant? What's the difference?
You spend $2,200 at Home Depot on lights.
I mean, he can be inspired by the neighbors, right? I mean, he said it himself. Zach doesn't want to be left behind in this. He wants the Christmas spirit out there, too. And the motivations, are they truly important? I don't know.
On the text line, I'm counting quickly. A lot of people on the wife's side. Let me read one of them. 100% her side. Enjoy the neighbor's lights. Let them pay the bills and have the people on their property. Less is more when it comes to Christmas lights. Be classy about it.
I mean, classy? all my LED lights, I don't know how much they move the needle on my electric bill. I mean, most places, it's a little bit cooler this time of year anyways, right? Like, you're paying what you're paying. Come on.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Overwhelming votes for the wife, Amber, on Facebook. I'm going to count up on Instagram, too. Okay, so Zach and Amber, they have new neighbors that just moved in. And it looks like, well, he's obsessed with Christmas lights now that the neighbors have overdone it. They've become like the street where everybody goes on the other side. Like, they always go to the neighbor's house to see what's going on because they have so many lights up. He spent $2,200 at Home Depot to buy all these lights. And she's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? It's not even about the holiday spirit. You're doing it basically just to keep up with them. Like, this is like a terrible Keeping Up with the Joneses episode.
Listen, it sounds like a massive amount of money, but when you look at it honestly and what these lights and these intelligence designs cost, like, it's really not. It's really not all that much money, right? And as he points out, Zach says, listen, we own it now. We're going to have this for years to come. We can build upon it if we want to. We can make it look better every single year. Like, listen, I mean, Keeping Up with the Joneses or not, does it not enhance your Christmas spirit when you pull into your driveway and you get it all lit up and it looks festive? Makes me feel good.
Text line seems to be leaning the other way a lot with him. If it makes him happy, let him do it. It's an investment. You're not going to get rid of the lights. I mean, in theory, you're not going to get rid of them. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Geraldine.
I'm on the husband's side. I think he should keep his ornaments, and every year they budget a little money to add to his collection.
You know, I had my lights out the first in the neighborhood this year, and I actually received a whole lot of compliments from people. Usually people are walking around complaining. I don't understand why people care when the lights go up or how many lights they got. Like, put it out there.
Well, right. If your husband is doing it because, you know, he's just spending money that you don't have because he feels like you're inferior to the neighbors, it's not the meaning of Christmas.
Oh,
you know?
Well, okay. So the meaning of Christmas is what we're seeking out here? I didn't realize it was a Christmas carol. We're going to need a visit from a ghost or something.
All right.
I mean, it's just lights. Just lights.
All right. Thanks, Geraldine.
Think of the children, Geraldine. Yeah. Think of their education.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Zach, our audience agreed with you. If it's in the spirit of the season and you want to do it, just keep going ahead if it's making you happy.
Oh, my God. I love that. I mean, this is the spirit of the season. I'm making people happy as they're driving by my house. Like, what's more Christmas than that?
I just don't even have any room to store the stuff at my house. I mean, at some point, I'm just like, nope, don't want to buy anything else. Lights are one thing, but that's just me. But what are you going to do? Amber, I'm sorry you didn't have the votes. You didn't have the support this time.
I'm shocked. The season has changed for me. Hand out candy canes if you want to make people happy. You know, there's many ways to make people happy.
You know, it's funny. I put the lights up first in my neighborhood this year, and my wife made some jokes about it, and one of the neighbors actually dropped a card in our mailbox. They made a card with our house on the front with the lights all lit up. He said, thanks for the holiday spirit.
That's so cute.
Isn't that very nice?
It's so sweet.
Yeah, Rosemary and Mike. Thanks, guys.
That was really nice. All right, if you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Cash jackpot $1,700. Powered by Downy Unstoppables and Wash Scent Beads. Throw Unstoppables into your wash to protect against odors and keep your clothes smelling fresh all day long. It's like music to your nose. If your nose could hear, Downy Unstoppable. Try for under $5. Greg, you ready to play today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, man.
All right.
Thanks.
Raven's walking out of here. That big door is going to close, and he won't be able to hear us at the soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Bring him back in. He gets the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to win some money today, Greg?
Yes, I am.
Number one, Eddie Murphy has his first Christmas movie out called Candy Cane Lane on Prime Video. He voiced the animated character Donkey in what movie franchise?
Shrek.
Number two, Disney is set to open a Zootopia Adventureland in Shanghai since there's been such a tourist boom there. In Zootopia, the main character, Judy Hopps, is what kind of animal?
Oh, God. A zebra.
Number three, Nick Cannon says he spends $200,000 a year taking his 11 kids to Disneyland. What was the name of the rap improv game that he created for MTV?
Wild and out.
Number four, Michael B. Jordan crashed his Ferrari into a parked Kia by accident. He wasn't impaired, but when the cops asked him what happened, he didn't give any information. Speaking of Ferraris, what's the name of the new biographical movie about Enzo Ferrari that's coming out on Christmas Day?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
That's okay. That's all right. Number five, Macaulay Culkin received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He was honored by his TV mom, Catherine O'Hara. In the first Home Alone movie, the family was on their way to what European city before she realized she had forgot her son?
Paris.
That's right. Let me bring Raven back.
Oh, yo. It.
3 out of 5.
All right. Not bad. Not terrible. Let's go.
Number one, Eddie Murphy has his first Christmas movie out called Candy Cane Lane on Prime Video.
Okay.
He voices the animated character Donkey in what movie franchise?
Shrek, of course.
Shrek is right. I watched it, the Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Really?
Oh, gosh. It was like a little bit of magic, a little bit of silly, a little bit like I just loved it.
Coming to America 2 was absolutely horrific, so that's good.
Number two, Disney is set to open Zootopia Adventureland in Shanghai since there's a huge tourist boom there right now.
Okay.
In Zootopia, the main character, Judy Hopps, is what kind of animal?
Rabbit, right?
Rabbit is right. Number three, Nick Cannon says he spends $200,000 a year taking his 11 kids to Disneyland.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
What was the name of the rap improv game show that he created for MTV?
Wildin' It Out.
Yeah, you guys are tied at 3. Number four, Michael B. Jordan crashed his Ferrari into a parked Kia by accident. He was not impaired, but did not provide any info to the police when they asked him what happened.
The car is super, super fast. That's what happened.
Right. You guys, it's hard.
I always say it's not an easy car to drive something like that.
Speaking of Ferraris, what's the name of the new biographical movie about Enzo Ferrari that's coming out on Christmas Day?
Ferrari.
That's right.
Duh.
Number five.
Oh, my God.
It was a trick question. I'm sorry, Greg.
This is great.
Number five, Macaulay Culkin received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He was honored by his TV mom, Catherine O'Hara. In the first Home Alone movie, his family was on their way to what European city before she realized she had forgot her son?
I think it was Paris, right?
Paris is right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Greg. 5-3 today. That'll get you an Anne on Raven t-shirt.
Well, you know what they say. I can't beat Raven.
Mm. Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $1,800 tomorrow, Anna.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.